take the road less traveled on.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Part of the Super Bowl festivities will be a ceremony honoring the victims of the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans. ABC's Will Reeves says there's tight security throughout the city preparing to host its 11th Super Bowl.
There are over 2,700 law enforcement personnel here, state, local, federal, and now Secret Service, with President Trump in town for the game.
He'll be the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. The president's efforts to reshape the federal government have hit their first roadblock. Several judges blocked some elements of Elon Musk's Department of Government efficiency plans, like access to a sensitive Treasury Department payment system, after 19 states sued. Teams have recovered the bodies of all 10 people killed in Thursday's Alaska plane crash. All victims have been identified. The NTSB is investigating the cause. And a winter storm that affected areas from the northern plains to the northeast have led to the cancellation of more than 300 flights today. This is ABC News. A Georgia police officer was shot and killed Friday night in the parking lot of a pickleball club in Roswell in Fulton County. Authorities say a suspicious man was reported outside, and when an officer approached, that man, 23-year-old Edward Espinoza, pulled a gun and opened fire. He's in custody. The officer died at a hospital, not been identified. A southern Ohio community is dealing with tensions after a group of residents confronted neo-Nazis waving swastika flags Friday on an overpass.
At least one neo-Nazi seen holding a long gun. Police shutting down the overpass, trying to keep everyone apart. The neo-Nazis taking off in a U-Haul. One person seen running down the road, throwing something against the side of the truck. A swastika flag ripped away and set on fire. A minister from a nearby Baptist church holding a prayer service, calming tensions.
People are afraid. They're scared. They're angry.
The mayor of Cincinnati says messages of hate have no place in the region. Right.
That's ABC's Perry Russom. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
What if every Valentine's Day gift you bought earned something back for yourself? Well, it can if you shop Macy's One Day Sale. You can save 40 to 60% on fine jewelry, designer handbags, and more. Plus, you can earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days this weekend only. Let our gift guide help you find the perfect gift for the loves in your life and earn Star Money for yourself. What's not to love? But don't wait. It's all over tonight at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply, including gift card services and fees.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for today. Light southwest winds, highs in the upper teens. Overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower single digits. More clouds on the way Monday, highs in the mid-teens, snow Monday night. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 1 degree below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Go throwing sorrow. You leave me smiling tonight, but crying tomorrow. Don't you come knocking on my door, 'cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart at the bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? What kind of fool do you think I am?
Leroy Parnell. What kind of fool do you think I am? You know how many times I've said that in my life? Hey, it's Bosch waking you up on Super Bowl Sunday. The run at you. Bombers gone.
Well, I heard he needed some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms. Not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad come heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Was just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind. And I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminoles. So blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the gar. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Rio Country 1430.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, pig sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
Malone and Blake Shelton, pour me a drink. I'm Bosch, Alan Jackson, and Jimmy Buffett. Coming up next on this Sunday, February 9th, it's Super Bowl Sunday. On this day in history, in 1942, daylight savings wartime goes into effect in the U.S. On this day in 1947, bank robber Willie Sutton escapes jail in Philadelphia. And on this day in 1961, the Beatles' first gig at Liverpool's Cavern Club happened. They would play there nearly 300 times over the next 2 years. And man, were they exhausted.
Guys, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Your special sweetheart deserves flowers, candy bouquets, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the cottage. Order early and your gift will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Missy and the staff can create a Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift from the Cottage downtown Durand.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. I mean, you time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
That spice is 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Oh, me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care. I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I can't help but see that.
time I hear people say it's never gonna change, I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. I think about you.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to our WRDN listeners. We are in the book of Titus, Titus chapter 3 this morning, as we gather at First Baptist of Duran at the Riverview Community Center. And certainly you are welcome to come down and join us. Titus chapter 3, and I'm going to read the first three verses here. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Lord, it is with great gratitude that we gather this morning, especially, Lord, to look into this book, which is called a mirror, and it does show us accurately who we are, but it likewise shows us accurately who you are. And Lord, we know the ultimate purpose for each of our lives is to be conformed to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we ask that we would cooperate and that that image might be seen a little clearer by others who know us and by you yourself as we permit your word to shape our lives, as we permit your word to shape our attitudes. Father, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we look at our introduction here, we see that once a believer, a saved believer, realizes it takes skill to live in this world with people that do not know the Lord. And it takes a spiritual skill, and it is given to us by God himself. And so how is that done? Well, first of all, in verses 1 and 2 here, we need to remember our duties. We need to remember our duties as we want to live before the world in which we want others to know our Savior as our Savior. And we've looked at verse 1 before, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates. And that one of our duties is to obey our government, is it not? And Romans chapter 13 tells us how important it is to do that. In the Bible, and even today, and even in centuries past, believers have been maligned and slandered and accused of not behaving properly as good civic citizens. They've even been charged with breaking the law of the land. And we see that in Acts chapter 16 when the owners of the slave girl saw that the demon exercised from her upset them because they were no longer able to use that young woman as a means of profit. And the Bible tells us they drew Paul and Silas to the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, "These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans." Lawbreakers. That's what these people are. Lawbreakers. You remember in Acts chapter 17 when Paul and Silas were in Thessalonica. After 3 weeks of an exceedingly fruitful ministry in their synagogue, the Bible tells us in verse 5, Jews who believed not, who were filled with envy, set the city in uproar, crying out, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, doing contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, one Jesus." Lawbreakers, that's what these Bible thumpers are, opposed to the decrees of Caesar. Acts chapter 21, the Jews caught Paul. This is on the Feast of Pentecost in Jerusalem, if you remember. They stirred up the people. They cried out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people, against the law and this place, thinking he had brought Trophimus, an Ephesian, and a Gentile into the temple." So the Bible tells us here, lawbreakers! That's how they were accused once again. And so Paul had been down this road multiple times. And he says, "Titus, as you're ministering to the believers there on Crete, be sure to tell them, this is exceedingly important. You bear the name of Christ. Don't let people accuse you of misbehaving in the community where they live. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates. So one of our duties is to obey our government. And as we obey our government, we are obeying our God. He gives us the mandate to do that. Second of all, another duty that we have is to your fellow man. To your fellow man. And the scripture tells us here how we do that. It says, first of all, it says to be ready to every good work. To be ready to every good work, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. That means not doing good works reluctantly, but doing good works eagerly. Not doing good works because you have to, but because you know Jesus Christ. In fact, look with me, if you would, at verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. And then also in verse 14, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. We know we're not saved by good works. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 makes that plain. But after we are saved, our life is to be characterized by good works. So, it was Matthew Henry that said this, and these are strong words from the pen of this Anglican minister who lived several centuries ago. He says, simply being harmless is not enough. He said, simply speaking good words is not enough. He said, simply meaning to be good is not enough. All are worthless without good works. And the scripture tells us here that we are to be ready, prepared for every good work. Now, Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. I don't mean to be unkind, and I don't mean to be rude. But sisters and brothers in Christ, we don't want people to look at us as parasites in the community. We have a name to represent, and we have a God we represent. Just paying our taxes, the village tax, the state tax, and the federal tax, doesn't necessarily give us a pass in God's eyes to say we're doing what we're supposed to do. You know, the Boy Scouts have their food drives. The EMTs have their pancake breakfasts. The firemen do as well. There are cancer walks. And my friend, that comes under the umbrella of good works. You can pound on 1,000 doors in your community and say, I want other people to know Christ, but show up at some of these fundraisers. You don't have to have a placard around your neck, a sandwich board saying, I know Jesus and I want you to know him too. You come, contribute, mix, be a part of what's going on. That is part of being ready for every good work. You see, we as believers have a double obligation, not only, yes, to the community, but we have a double obligation as citizens of heaven to show other people what it is like. You don't even have to say boo sometimes at some of these events, these public events. But people will get the idea sooner or later. There's something different about that individual. They're here all the time. And that is what Paul is trying to communicate to these people on Crete, to be ready for every good work. And then he also says here, to speak evil of no man. Now the word, to speak evil, It's the same word for blaspheme in the original. It means to malign. It means to slander. It means to call people names. And it's a very harsh way of describing people. A Christian is not supposed to speak evil of those that are in office, our rulers, our authorities. Exodus 22:28 says the Bible specifically forbids speaking of evil of our rulers. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're an independent, I don't care if you're a Republican. Things have changed since you've come to Jesus Christ, and your respect for authority has changed. And it says in Exodus 22:28, you shall not revile God nor the ruler of thy people. But Titus takes it a little bit further than that, doesn't he? Because look at verse 2 here. To speak evil of what? No man. To speak evil of no man. He wants to protect everyone from ridicule, from slander, from insult, and verbal abuse. And don't let the devil use your tongue to violate God's word and to speak evil of other people. It is not of God. And then the Bible tells us here, no brawlers. And the idea is that not a fighter, not a verbal combatant, not someone who is pugnacious. You know, sometimes a person gets saved, they connect with God, they have the Holy Spirit, the Word of God just begins to open up to them, and the next thing you know, they're going around correcting everybody. And they think they're leaving a sweet aroma of Christ, but they're leaving an odor that tells other people, you know, you follow this guy's God, you're going to become critical and harsh and judgmental. The Bible says here to be no brawlers. All right? And then it goes on here, but gentle. We are to be gentle. The word carries the idea of being reasonable. It carries the idea of being intensely reasonable, gentle. I've seen this in believers, and my hat just goes off to individuals that are so gentle with others, especially those that they disagree with. It means intensely. There's a preposition epi that comes before the verb, and it amplifies this key truth, is that be intensely reasonable. You are David said this in Psalm 18:35. He said, thy gentleness, as he's speaking to God, he says, thy gentleness hath made me great. You know, we don't beat others to God. Gentleness, David said. God's gentleness toward him had made him great. And then here it says, showing all meekness. Showing all meekness. Meekness is the absence of self-assertion, is it not? Meekness is the absence of pride. Meekness is humbling yourself, and it's abasing yourself. One of our favorite passages, you probably could recite it by heart. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Why? For I am meek. Our Savior is meek. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was the meekest, that Moses was the meekest man upon the face of the earth. Only superseded in the New Testament by Jesus Christ, of course. It's humbly thinking of ourselves. And it's tough to do when people are trying to find fault with you. But the Bible tells us that should be our attitude and that should be our demeanor toward them. Showing all meekness unto all men. Not just a few, not those who are in authority over us, just not those who are wealthy, not just those that we want to win their favor, but to all men. We are meek. So it takes skill to live in this world that opposes God. And one of the things that we need to do in order to have the kind of life that God wants us to have, we need to remember our duties. Remember our duties to our government and to our fellow man. Then, second of all, we need to remember our former condition. We need to remember our former condition. It says here, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." Your picture's in the Bible, isn't it? Yeah, my picture's right there, right beside yours. This is who we were before we came to Jesus Christ. And Paul uses here, he says, "For," he uses a plural pronoun as he begins with verse 3, "for we," he includes himself in this group, okay, "we." And then he uses what is called a reflexive pronoun, "ourselves." So he's not talking in the abstract now. I mean, he is talking in a very personal way, a very frank way, and a very candid way. And so, you know, there's this, "God help me to give up this, and God help me to give up this, and this is what I'm doing now, and boy, look at that. Believe it or not, I come to church this morning, and across the river there's a guy cutting wood. Can you imagine that? Cutting wood on Sunday? Man, I did. Remember what it was like before you met the Lord? We have no reason to be haughty or stick our nose up in the air. Remember our former condition as we are moving and living in the midst of a world that does not know God. We're cut from the same piece of cloth. We're no different. It's only the grace of God here. So it says, "we ourselves." We want to know something a little bit more about the Apostle Paul. Yeah, I remember as a new believer studying Acts chapter 9 and how he met Christ on the Damascus Road. And I remember hearing about him. He was a star student of Gamaliel, one of the key rabbis there in Jerusalem. I'd like to know more about him. This tells me more about him. He says, "This is what I used to be." But not only that, other people there in Crete who have come to Christ, "This is what you used to be." Sometimes, he says, that's an old King James word for formerly. "This is what you used, how you used to act. This is how you used to speak." He says, we were foolish, without good sense. We lacked judgment. We were completely ignorant of really what a relationship to God was or is. The fool had said in his heart, "There is no God." Each of us played the fool. Not in a little way, but in a big way. And then it says here that we were disobedient. Disobedient. In the original, the word obedient means to be persuaded. And you put the prefix on there, and it negates the verb. Not persuaded. And it says here, we were disobedient. We were not persuaded to obey the authorities that be. Well, if I can trim. people today that don't know the Lord, like you and me, we were unpersuaded about following this book because we had believed lies. Oh, it's not relevant for today. There are errors in this book. We can't trust it. It's a fairy tale. No, you connect with God, you understand thy word is truth. John chapter 17. And then the scripture tells us here, we're not only disobedient, but we were deceived. We were deceived. And the word is plano. And it has the idea of describing planets that kind of wander in the sky. So it seemed to the first century ancient world. It means to be led astray. And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, that Satan leads the whole world astray. It says, Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he has a world view, and that is to lead people away from God. And that's part of who we once were. We were deceived. And then besides that, the Bible tells us here we were serving diverse lusts and pleasures. Now, the word serving is a mild word, the way it's translated here with King James. Literally, it means we were slaving. Doulos comes is the base of that word. We were slaving to gratify our lusts, our desires, which incidentally, for the world and for the flesh are insatiable. You'll never be able to, and even for the eyes. But we were slaves to these desires and to these pleasures. Self-satisfaction, it never comes that way. Deceived, serving diverse lust and pleasures. And then it says, living in malice and envy. Interesting word here for living. It has the idea of spending your time doing something. For those of you that were in the service, you learned how to march and your first days in basic training, you know about going forward, you know about face, you know about right face, you know about left face. And there's another command that you learned from your drill sergeant, and that is mark time. When the drill sergeant would holler, halt, mark time, that means that you stayed right in place and you lifted your right leg and your left, and down you went, up and down, up and down. Mark time. Okay, you weren't going any place, but you were following the instructions of the DI. That's how we lived our life. We weren't going any place spiritually. We were marking time is all we were doing. Marking time. God was not in our life. In fact, the Bible says here that we were living in malice. And malice is extreme ill will. It's viciousness of mind. Boy, I read that and I thought, man, like a savage animal mentally wanting to devour someone. Malice. Extreme ill will. Despising someone else. Thomas Watson, the commentator, said this: malice is mental murder. Mental murder. To despise another individual, that you would like to wipe him or her off the face of your life. Malice. Extreme ill will. These are what you call sins of the spirit. They're not sins of the flesh necessarily. But just as odious or hateful and distasteful in God's eyes as they should be in the eyes of a believer. And then it says here that we were living in a state of envy. No, envy is, it's seeing the success of someone else and being upset. It's discontentment. It's secret jealousy. When God has already given you and God has already given me so much, how can I begrudge someone else that gets this or that? Look at what God has already given. He's already given to each believer eternal life. He's already given to each believer the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's already given to each believer the Word of God. How can I be envious of anyone else? That is not right. An envious person is never, never satisfied with what he has. And then the scripture tells us here, how else did we spend our time in this world? Living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. That's Paul. That's Saul of Tarsus, persecuting Jews. Hating. Hateful. Looking at people as detestable. They spend their time hating. You know, you come to Christ, you did an about face, you spend your time now loving. Loving one another. The lost and the unredeemed here. And all of us, without exception, were characterized by some or all of these repulsive sins. And we need to be on our guard. It takes skill to live in this world. The world wants you to become what you once were. They want you back. And we say, no, I can't go that way. I've been on that broad road long enough. I don't want to go that there. But there's this mold they want to put you in. You act like us. You talk like us. You think like us. You have the same attitudes that we have. You say, no, I can't. Because I've met someone who has changed my life. And his name is Jesus Christ. It takes skill to live in this world. To know how to present Christ as our Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for these words from your servant, the Apostle Paul. And Lord, I'm sure that they were a challenge to the first century believers in Crete as they are to us. Help us with purpose in our heart to live the kind of life that pleases you and honors you and actually is used to draw people to you. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand. If you have a question or a comment about what you've heard today, call or text the church at 715-894-7555. 715-894-7555. You're also invited to visit them on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. They meet at the Riverview Community Center at 606 West Madison Street in Durand. It's 9 o'clock at Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. Time now for the weekly service from the First Baptist Church of Algiers in Walker, Louisiana.